RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, headlines, Indonesian wonder, and we'll continue our segment with miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Toriund may change Indonesian stance on nuclear power. Fuel consumption predicted to increase 10% during long holidays. Now the news in detail. Indonesia Industry Minister Saleh Husen has suggested Indonesia to pursue development of thorium fuel nuclear power plant to take advantage of the abundant radioactive material in Indonesia and ensure energy supply for industrial developments. He is the latest to voice support for pursuing nuclear power, reflecting a vote to change government stance after the country's Energy Council recommended Indonesia not no need to resort nuclear power for at least 30 years. Minister Saleh also urged that thorium could provide cheaper power compared to those sourced from coal and gas. The minister also said it was estimated thorium-based power plant would only cost 3 cents per kilowatt hour of energy. That compares to 5.6 cents for coal, 4.8 cents for gas, 18.4 cents for wind, and 23.5 cents for solar energy. The scientific community has said thorium-based nuclear power plant would be safer than that fueled by uranium. Indonesians enjoy a long weekend due to holidays on May, starting 5th until 8th to commemorate the accession of Jesus Christ on Friday to mark the accession of Prophet Muhammad, Isra' Mi'raj, followed by the common holidays on Saturday and Sunday. Fuel oil consumption is predicted to increase by 10% due to the long holidays. Vice President Corporate Communication of State-owned Oil Company PT Pertamina, Wiyanda Pusponegoro, stated that on regular days, the sale of regular premium gasoline reaches 72,000 kiloliters, while diesel oil consumption is recorded at 35,000 kiloliters and aircraft fuel at 13,000 kiloliters. To anticipate the situation, she noted that Pertamina had issued instruction to all filling stations to take the delivery order of larger than normal quantity from May 1st. The Terra and Aqua satellites detected 13 hotspots in the 5 districts in Riau province on Friday. Sugarin, head of the Pekanbaru Meteorology Station, said that based on monitoring by the Terra and Aqua satellites at 5 a.m. Western Indonesian Standard Time today, 13 hotspots were detected in 5 districts in Riau. Pelalawan District has 5 hotspots, Siak 4, Indragiri Hilir 2, Meranti, and Indragiri Hulu 1 each. To anticipate forest fires, military and police officers had built thousands of canals to maintain humidity of peatland. The Peatland Restoration Agency has planned to make air-stationed wells as water resources needed in case of forest fires. The Riau Forest Fire Task Force has also deployed 2 Mi-8 helicopters to carry out water bombings to extinguish fires. The Russian helicopters are stationed in Riau until June 2016 as part of the government's effort to prevent forest fires. Department of Education of Pekanbaru Riau Province announces national examination graduation of high school students this afternoon. Head of Education Office of Pekanbaru, Jamal, said that the agreement of the announcement on national exam result was taken at a meeting of school principal yesterday. He explained that the students could see the graduation announcement through the official website of the school or the announcement is posted on the school notice board. He also reminded that the students don't have to celebrate the graduation by taking to the street for parade. The graduation is determined based on national test scores, school exam, and the average value in the report. This year, there are 15,342 high school students and school participating equally in Pekanbaru national exam. Of this number, there are 6,000 students from 23 high school and vocational school who follows the computer-based test. State-owned pawn shop PT Pegadaian along with PT Prima Kelola Institute Pertanian Bogor IPB are about to establish cooperation with similar companies in Australia during the visit made by the number of representatives of the two companies to Canberra, Australia on Wednesday. According to the press release of the Indonesian Embassy in Canberra on Friday, in Canberra the delegates visited pawn shops and gas competitor shop, and it was also reported that the delegates also visited Indonesian consulate in Canberra and met with Indonesian ambassador to Australia, Rifat Najit Kusuma, who welcomes the plan of the cooperation. Ambassador Rifat also said that such cooperation could also strengthen bilateral economic cooperation between Indonesia and Australia through the Indonesian-Australian Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, SIEM. The last item, Indonesian automaker Adi Perkasa Citra SMK Hero or Aceh is confident that it will be ready to start marketing its locally produced pickups in August, which will be cheaper alternative for local businesses that have long depended on Japanese brands. The Aceh is a joint venture between Adi Perkasa Citra Lestari, a company controlled by former State Intelligence Agency Chief Abdullah Muhammad Endro Priyono, and Solo Manufacturer Kreasi, the manufacturer behind the locally designed SMK car, which made headlines a few years ago for being assembled by high school students. The car was also endorsed by Joko Widodo while he was the mayor of Solo East Java. Aceh Managing Director Hosea Sanjaya said the company aims to sell the cheapest model SMK pickups at below 100 million rupiah or around $7,500 compared with the competitor's product that sell around 130 million rupiah. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with press review. Various significant events that occurred this week are summarized in press review compiled from various newspapers published in Jakarta. First is Kompas Daily. In its editorial on Wednesday, it writes pros and cons of the death penalty. Discourse on pros and cons of capital punishment, both the verdict and the execution, rekindled by the Execution Plan Volume 3. The conditions are the same as when the Execution Plan Volume 1 and 2 were implemented some time ago. The Attorney General Office, which structurally and legally belongs to the pro group, has to deal with those who want to abolish the death penalty of the penal code. While still respecting different opinions, the Attorney General Office affirmed that it will carry out the execution, though will not stop the pros and cons discourse. Kompas writes, "The rights of a convict must be respected. Its judge's decision is always based on the objective to uphold justice while regarding the principle of fairness in judicial proceedings on the death penalty. Therefore, the cons group questions the deprivation of human life and independence, while the pro group considers the death penalty as the best means to face a major extraordinary crime like the case of drugs and terrorism." According to Kompas Daily, the death penalty in Indonesia is still listed as positive law, particularly concerning drug crimes and terrorism. That's why the pro group, including the Attorney General, is for the execution plan of the Death Row Volume 3. Over now to Republika newspaper, which in its editorial on Monday writes Momentum to Repair Education World. Last Monday, May the 2nd, Indonesia commemorated and celebrated National Education Day. This is the momentum for Indonesia to continue to improve and enhance the quality of education. Indeed, education is the keyword to the excellence of a nation. Based on data from the Ministry of Education and Culture, in 2015, there were still many districts in Indonesia that do not have a high school. Republika newspaper writes, "This issue should certainly get the attention of the central and regional governments, not to mention the number of damaged classrooms scattered at the elementary level to junior high schools. In addition, the quality of education is also very much determined by the teachers. Therefore, according to Republika, National Education Day was a momentum to create school as a place friendly and safe for children. This daily expects the education system in this country can give birth to generations of Indonesia who are faithful and knowledgeable. The future of this nation will be determined by the quality of education today. The problem in education should be fixed if Indonesia wants to become a great nation. Last is Tempo Daily. In its editorial on Tuesday, it writes, "Unfinished hostage release." The release of 10 Indonesian citizens taken hostage by Abu Sayyaf group in the Philippines is a success that should be appreciated. Moreover, if it's true that the process took place without ransom and did not cause bloodshed, this daily says all parties should not be afraid of the threat of the kidnappers or terrorists, especially never swap lives with money. Excitement over the return of the 10 hostages is better not exposed excessively, however, because there are still 4 Indonesian citizens and a few other people waiting to be freed from Abu Sayyaf hostage. The negotiators in the southern Philippines are still working on it. The daily hopes diplomacy and good communication is able to soften the attitude of the rebel group so they will be willing to release the hostages unconditionally. Well, that was Press Review over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, it's nice to meet you again. With me, I'm here, Mana Rahmana, in our regular Today in History over Airable Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, we start for an event on May 7th, 1949, when Rome-Rosen Agreement was signed. The Rundfunk Region Agreement was an agreement made between Indonesia and the Netherlands on 7th of May 1949. The name was derived between the two principal negotiators at the meeting, Muhammad Rundt and Jan Herman van Rooyen. The purpose at the meeting was to iron out outstanding issues prior to Indonesian independence, which was to be granted at the Roundtable Conference at the Den Haag later that same year. This agreement was very difficult, so that Bung Hatta was necessary to come from exile in Bangka and Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono IX from Yogyakarta to emphasize the attitude of Sri Sultan on the government of Republic of Indonesia in Yogyakarta, where Sultan Hamengkubuwono IX said that Yogyakarta was the Republic Indonesia or Yogyakarta was Republic of Indonesia. The next event was in 1952 when the concept of integrated circuit was the basis of modern computer, which was first introduced by Geoffrey Dahmer. Geoffrey William Arnold Dahmer was an English electronic engineer and consultant who was credited as being the first person to conceptualize and build a prototype of integrated circuit, commonly called the microchip, in the late 1940s and early 1950s. On May 7, 1952, he introduced the integrated circuits that became the basis for modern computer, presented his work at a conference in Washington, D.C. about 6 years before Jack Kilby of Texas Instruments was given a patent for the same idea, but then produced it. The last event was in 1998 when Apple Computer introduced iMac. iMac is a Macintosh of computer with all-in-one concept, which was developed by Apple Computer. This computer was made to reach users in home and education. iMac, which was introduced on May 7, 1998 by Apple Computer and sold in August in the same year. The critics who supported this product said that iMac was innovation in computer design at the time. It was a design of the first private computer which prioritized art and its primary purpose. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahman.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. Today's edition is entitled APKASI Host International Trade and Investment Conference. The Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla officially opened the 12th APKASI International Trade and Investment Exhibition on Thursday in Jakarta International Expo Kemayoran Central Jakarta. The event, spearheaded by the Association of District Governments of Indonesia, APKASI, was attended by about 200 district heads in Indonesia. It took place from May the 5th to 7th. In his opening speech, Yusuf Kalla expressed great appreciation to the local government officials who continue to work to build the region and develop all the potentials in each area. According to Vice President, this event was a good opportunity for local governments to improve the welfare of society, especially in rural areas. He appreciated the regions who participated in the APKASI International Trade and Investments Exhibition. According to him, the progress of a country depends on its business units. He explained those who open businesses in the region or rural areas must have at least three key competitiveness, namely better products, cheaper prices, and faster processing times. The vice president added that if they already have these three elements, he was confident that Indonesian products can definitely compete with products coming from abroad. In the exhibition, each region showcases featured products and services ranging from food, tourism, and cultural potentials. On the occasion, Vice President Yusuf Kalla also officiated the board of the Association of District Governments of Indonesia, or APKASI, for the 2015-2020 period, chaired by Haji Maming Mardani, who currently serves as Regent of Tanah Bumbu, South Kalimantan. In his speech, Vice President Yusuf Kalla reminded the regions that the main foundation of the region is a productive activity with innovation and creativity of each area. Local government efforts in fostering a community for innovation and creativity of the local production can be a benchmark for the success of autonomy in the area. Yusuf Kalla said the results of the regional autonomy is determined whether or not they improve their welfare. He explained it is characterized by a variety of indicators, one of which local government's ability to finance their regions with the results of the local. Well, that was Focus Today over Voice of Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Listener, it's nice to be at you again. I'm here, Mana Rahmana, to inform you some headlines of national newspaper published in Jakarta on Saturday, 7th of May, 2016. Well, listener, we start highlighting Kompas newspaper. In its headline, Kompas writes, "Overcoming problem comprehensively." Some people urge that the Bill of Sexual Violence Abolition is ratified sooner. Through the bill, Indonesia has a specific law to address the problem of sexual violence comprehensively in the community. Vice Chairman of the House of Representatives, Hema, said that the Bill of Sexual Violence Abolition cannot be bargained at all. The parliament must finish enacting it. Secretary of National Women, Mahardika Mutiara Ika Pratiwi, explained that in the bill, there is a rule that confirms the importance of prevention in the community. The preventive part can be achieved through reproductive health education that teaches the procedures to fairly understand gender relations. Meanwhile, Republika newspaper writes in its headline, President Joko Widodo affirms that Israt Miraj improves human quality. President Joko Widodo requests that Isra Miraj becomes basic guidance for Indonesian people to improve their life quality. He also affirmed this when attending the celebration of Isra Miraj at boarding school dormitory Islamic University, Tegal Rejo, Magelang Central, Java. Before santris, he stated that now is the era of competition. It is not a competition among individuals and provinces, but it is an international competition among many countries. Thus, President Joko Widodo reminded the student to be ready to face and to be able to win the competition. Well, listener, we come to an end with Sindo newspaper. In its headline, Sindo writes, "Loan holidays generate Indonesian's economy in trillions of rupiah." Loan holiday this week proved to enable for mobilizing Indonesian's economy, particularly in some regions. High purchasing power during the holidays speed up the circulation of money, which is estimated to reach tens of trillions of rupiah. Previously, a number of banks such as Bank Rakyat Indonesia, BRI, and Bank Mandiri Indonesia had been busy to provide a lot of funds amounting to trillions of rupiah for the loan holidays. The anticipation period was taken due to increasing certain customer transactions during the holidays to commemorate the accession of Isa al-Masih and the accession of Prophet Muhammad Isra Miraj. In connection with this, Bank Rakyat Indonesia spent 5 trillion rupiah and Bank Mandiri 4 trillion rupiah. Listener, those were some headlines of newspaper published today on Saturday 7th of May 2016. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. Indonesian Industry Minister Saleh Husen has suggested Indonesia to pursue development of thorium fuel nuclear power plant to take advantage of abundant radioactive material in Indonesia and ensure energy supply for industrial developments. Indonesians enjoy a long weekend due to holidays on May, starting from 5th until 8th, to commemorate the accession of Jesus Christ and on Friday to mark the accession of Rabi Muhammad or Israt Miraj, followed by the common holidays on Saturday and Sunday. The Terra and Aqua satellites detected 13 hotspots in 5 districts in Riau Province on Friday. Sugarin, head of the Pekanbaru Meteorology Station, said that based on monitoring by the Terra and Aqua satellite at around 5 a.m. Western Indonesian Standard Time, 13 hotspots were detected in 5 districts in Riau. Department of Education of Pekanbaru Riau Province announced its national examination graduation of high school students this afternoon. Head of Education Office of Pekanbaru Jamal said that the agreement of the announcement of national exam results was taken at a meeting of school principal yesterday. State-owned phone shop PT Pegadaian along with PT Prima Kelola Institut Pertanian Bogor IPB are about to establish cooperation with similar companies in Australia during the visit made by a number of representatives of the two companies to Canberra, Australia on Wednesday. Indonesian automaker Adi Perkasa Citra SMK Hero or Aceh is confident that he will be ready to start marketing his locally produced pickups in August, which will be a cheaper alternative for local businesses that have long depended on Japanese brands. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll introduce you to Pahawang Island in Lampung. Stay tuned. Listeners, Pahawang Island is the new haven for undersea lovers. Its coral reefs, which are still undamaged and with various fish, become interesting. This island is located in South Lampung, precisely at Punduh Padada sub-district, Pasawaran Regency. Pahawang Island has around 1,084 hectares wide and consists of Big Pahawang and Small Pahawang. Listeners, Pahawang Island consists of 6 hamlets, namely Suak Buah, Penggetahan, Jeralangan, Kalangan, Pahawang, and Cukuh Nyai. On Small Pahawang Island, there is natural bridge, namely Tanjung Putus. Tanjung Putus Bridge connects between Tanjung Putus Island and Small Pahawang Island. Tanjung Putus Bridge can be seen when there is low tide, because when high tide, this bridge is soaked in water sea. Tanjung Putus area is also one of favorite spots for divers. From Small Pahawang Island to Big Pahawang Island, it takes around 10 minutes. Most visitors stay at lodging on Big Pahawang Island because most of local people live on this island. Listeners, to go to Pahawang Island, you must depart from Bandar Lampung, the capital city of Lampung. If you want to go to this island, firstly, you have to go to Clara Beach, because this beach is a point of crossing to Pahawang Island. From Bandar Lampung to Clara Beach, it takes around 70 until 90 minutes. Then, from Clara Beach, you can rent fisherman's boat to cross the Pahawang Island. This boat can accommodate around 15 persons. If you forget or do not bring your own snorkeling equipment, you do not have to worry because you can rent the equipment at the beach. To go to Pahawang Island, it takes around 90 minutes. Listeners, having snorkeling on Pahawang Island, we guarantee that you will not be disappointed because the island has amazing underwater scenery. When snorkeling, you can bring some bread to feed various ornament fish on the sea so that the fish will approach you. It is very impressive and amazing. Listeners, if you are in Indonesia, please set your time to take holidays on Pahawang Island. This island can be accessed easily from Bandar Lampung. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, welcome back on Miscellany of our RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today we'll bring you information about Batik Lontara from Makassar, South Sulawesi. Listener, if you hear the word Makassar, the first thing comes to your mind is the beautiful Losari Beach. As one of the tourism icons in South Sulawesi, Losari Beach attracts a lot of tourists, local and international, to visit the city known as the City of Angin Mamiri. However, Losari Beach is not the only attraction you could find in Makassar. The city keeps another thing you can discover during your visit to Makassar. One of them is Batik Lontara. Batik Lontara might not be as well known as batiks that come from other cities like Solo or Cirebon, even though the popularity of Batik Lontara is still low compared with other batiks in Indonesia. It offers an equal beauty. Batik Lontara has a special design, using the unique Lontara letters known as the traditional characters of the Bugis Makassar community. The design represents the distinctive tradition of four big tribes in Sulawesi Island. They are Bugis, Mandar, Toraja, and Makassar. Batik Lontara was first introduced in 2013 by Andi Bau Asi Jenny. She wondered why Makassar did not have batik like other cities use batik as their cultural icon. She develops Lontara batik traditionally from the design process to finishing process. Another process is the same as the other batiks, using canting and malam, special paint and wax to create batik. Aisyah learned how to make batik when she was studying in Gajah Mada University in Yogyakarta. She said, although Batik Lontara offers equal beauty with the other batiks, the number of its customers is still very low. But now, Batik Lontara gains more popularity thanks to two Makassar youngsters, Muhammad Isan Basam and Rahmat Nurfansyah. They introduced Batik Lontara in December 2014 with full support of Makassar Regional Government. Makassar Mayor Muhammad Remdan Pomanto plans to make Batik Lontara so it can help escalating the economy of the local people through small industry. He also plans to promote Batik Lontara as the cultural icon of the city of Makassar. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back in a Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In addition to shortwave 95 to 5 kHz, you can also listen to this program through our audio streaming at www.voi.go.id. In today's edition, I will introduce you to Bling. Bling was established on July 23, 2011. Previously, Bling consisted of 5 personnel, but now only 4 personnel, namely Fabi, Sylvia, Priscilla, and Evie. This vocal group has pop electro and jazz genre. Listeners, to initiate our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Bahagia Setengah Mati. Enjoy the song.
Bahagia.
Listeners, a song entitled Bahagia Setengah Mati was released on 27th of April 2015. The song was a collaboration between Blink and Indonesian composer Bimbi Noor. Blink's songs always tell about teenagers' love. A song of Bahagia Setengah Mati, which you have just listened, tells about a happy feeling because every second two lovers always get together. According to Feby, this unique lyrics is suitable for a guy who is falling in love. Listeners, let's listen to the next song entitled Percayalah, sung by Blink. Enjoy the song. listeners, Percayalah is a hit song from Blink's second album entitled Heartbeat, which was released on 15th of January 2016. This album contains of 10 songs. In this album, Blink presents full color, more fresh and more mature. They sing in some genres to be more developed and varied in producing works. If we said that Blink combined some genres in this album, namely R&B, pop and pop ballad. Listeners, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to songs entitled Goodbye Kasih and Tanpa Kamu, sung by Blink. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
you are possessive. Who you possessive. It's you are possessive. Takutanmu berlebihan sepenuh saat aku menahan emosi mu tak bisa ku deteksi. Sulit menjaga cinta kita, kau buat aku kacau balau.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz. 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.